One race that flew under the radar this past election was a councilor-at-large seat on the Syracuse Common Council. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Michael Green, who was appointed to the seat earlier this year, won the election overwhelmingly after losing a Democratic primary council race last year.
Green says the first time he ran for office was a challenging experience.
There was no one to lean on to say, you know, here's how you file financial paperwork, here's how you go door-to-door, here's how you target likely voters. Every vote that I got was probably a vote that I personally went to their door and met them one-on-one.
But even though he didn't win, a seat on the council was vacated. Councilors had to choose someone to fill it. Green was interviewed and selected.
When I was campaigning, you go to all the same events that all the other, you know, candidates are going to, so you get a chance to interact with a lot of them. So it wasn't like I was coming in cold with that.
Green was chosen to chair the Department of Public Works Committee, a position that had been vacated for months. He helped oversee Syracuse's purchase of 17,000 streetlights from National Grid for $38 million, which he calls a huge investment in becoming a smart city.
In the future, all data is going to be coming from small cell technology, which is going to be on light poles. And the fact that the city now owns our own light poles positions us to be able to control our digital future and to be able to actually create revenue through that.
Looking ahead, Green says he wants to improve the city's walkability and roads. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.